This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here. It's a free-for-all Friday. You can call in if you want to. Free-for-all Friday. 215-867-8255 for anything you want to talk about. That's 215-867-8255. Looking at Gateway Pundit, very intriguing, very interesting articles, and I've already bitten on them, so you're going to get them. Maybe not all of them. It says, Seattle police chief, rapes, robberies, all sorts of violent acts occurring inside Chaz, the anarchist autonomous zone, AAZ now, I guess we call it, right? Isn't that interesting? Now, here's another one that's very interesting. Reminder, Hillary Clinton celebrated Confederate Flag Day every year as Arkansas's first lady. Bill Clinton signed the law to honor the Confederacy. Gee, I wonder what he was doing there. Shocking, I know. Just Seattle officials deliver porta potties in support of Antifa. Mayor defends autonomous zones. Chaz is not a lawless wasteland of anarchist insurrection. No, we just have to bring them toilets. You know, that wiping with your hand business just doesn't work. We'll bring toilet paper, too. What's wrong with me? You know, I'm sorry, just you can't. I can't make it up. You know, I know. Listen, I do radio. And it's supposed to be theater of the mind. You got to be creative. You got to do all the things you make. You hold on to your audience. Blah blah blah. But I cannot make up this stuff. I mean, I'll tell you, the vivid imagination of the progressive communists is amazing, isn't it? Anything. Remember. With them, it's the end justifies the means. So anything they can do to create a lawless society, they're going to do. They probably won't bring toilet paper anarchists up there, so be prepared. You're going to have to go in and get some books out of a bookstore and use those pages. That's what they used to do back in the day. I don't know if you know that or not. That's true. That's what they used to do back in the day. Yeah, I mean, people would have their books stolen, whole books stolen. You know, a 300-page book, well, that could be 300 times gone. Just saying that. Aha! This is one. We got a little bit sidetracked, but we'll get this one. Let's see. Okay. Answer machine here. Hello, you're on Agenda 21 Radio. Topic, please.
Yes, is this Paul Preston?
It is.
Oh,
what's
okay,
on your
I'm
mind?
Sorry.
What's really going on?
Yes. Well, what I wanted to say was about the John Brown Gun Club. The officer who was killed over in Santa Cruz area in Ben Loma.
Yeah.
So I just read this morning that the guy who did it, I guess he wrote in blood the word Boogaloo.
Oh,
okay. Just yesterday, I was researching about this John Brown Gun Club, okay? Because the so-called leader of the Taz, whatever his name is, he's a member of the John Brown Gun Club. And one of their sayings is Boogaloo.
Really?
So I just wonder, yes, if that guy wasn't a member.
So the guy that you're looking at there, we're talking about the guy who got shot and killed yesterday.
No, I'm talking about the guy in I'm talking about the guy in Ben Loma or Santa Cruz.
Oh, so okay. The guy yesterday's was part of the gun club, is that what you're saying? John Brown? Carrillo?
No, okay. The John Brown Gun Club, I guess it's some kind of club. It was started in Kansas. They're very anti-government, anti-police. They're not a good group. They do believe in the Second Amendment, but not like as we believe in it. I believe in it for, you know, personal protection. They believe in it to start a civil war.
Right.
The guy in Ben Loma, or whatever you say, however you say that, Santa Cruz,
mm-hmm.
who ambushed the sheriff and, you know, killed him.
Yeah.
He's the one who wrote in blood on a car, Boogaloo.
Hmm. Well, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
And yes, it is. And that's like I said, it was just the day before I was reading all about this club. Because the so-called leader of the Chaz Town, whatever they call it now, mm-hmm. over there in Seattle, he's a member of that club.
Well, there's some linkage there. There's some connected. You know, what's probably interesting to note is that the police know this already. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
Now, whether or not they're going to do the thing. Back in the day when I was doing gangs and stuff like that, nobody wanted to say, oh, it was a, like in a school, that wasn't a gang attack. You know, of course, oh, no, it wasn't. The 50 gangsters who pulled their shirts off to show their tattoos come strolling along around campus looking for somebody to beat down. That's not gang related, right? None of that is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the obvious is right in front of your lying eyes. And you still,
oh, this,
people, I'm just saying in general, people never,
never
connect the dot. You're connecting a dot. What is happening to me? What did I see?
I mean, when I read that this morning in the, I think it was K-I-K-I-O-N online, I was like, what? He wrote in blood on a car hood, Boogaloo.
Interesting.
And he, yes. And he apparently had all kinds of, you know, guns. He had the IEDs. Yeah, I just wonder.
Everybody has the same thing. So according to
And then the guy that took over, who Chaz, I guess his name is Taz, and everybody's saying that at one time he was a pimp, I don't know. Anyway, he is a member of the John Brown Gun Club.
Hmm.
And that's why I was researching it, because I wanted to know more about it.
Well, it says here that I'm looking at Wikipedia, which isn't always the best one, but they have basic stuff down. The Boogaloo or Bugaloo adherents, to which are often referred to as the Boogaloo Boys or Boys, B-O-I-S, is a loosely organized American far-right extremist movement, and participants generally identify themselves as libertarian citizen militia and say they are preparing for a second American Civil War, which they call the Boogaloo. Widespread use of the term dates back to 2019 as adherents use the term, including variations, so as to avoid social media crackdowns to refer to the violent uprisings against the government and left-wing political opponents, often anticipated to follow government confiscation of arms. Anyway, listen, thank you very much for the call. We've got to run for time. We've got a break coming up. Anyway, phone lines are open, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. Well, thank you very much for that last caller. It's very informative. There's electric Bugaloo. What's that? There's breaking. What's that? We're going to find out. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Burn down the house. Ooh, I hate it when that happens. That's what these people want to do. The Boogaloos. It's kind of interesting. It's a takeoff from the movie. The movie. What's the, it says? A naming identity. Naming and identity. These are real good things, right? It alludes to the 1984 cult film Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh man, they're breaking. They'd be breaking. Film directed by Sam Furstenberg. Man, okay. It is a sequel to the 1984 breakdancing film Breakin'. Electric Boogaloo was released 7 months later after its predecessor by TriStar Pictures. In some international locations, the film was released under the title Breakdance 2, Electric Boogaloo. What the hell? What is the movie? We'll see. We'll see if they got a... Do they have a song, a plot? Says this is what it features: three cast members from Breakin', Lucinda Dickey, Orlando Ozone Barco, and Tony Turbo, who struggle to stop the demolition of a community recreation center by a developer who wants to build a shopping mall. Ah, Ice-T and Martika. There you go. Martika also appear as dancers. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Okay, now we know where they got the term, because it's electric bugaloo. The term bugaloo is a genre of Latin music and dance, which was popular in the United States in 1960. Boogaloo is how it's pronounced. Boogaloo. Do the boogaloo. Originated in New York City, mainly among teenage Hispanic and Latino Americans. The style was a fusion of popular American rhythm and blues. Well, I want to hear some boogaloo, don't you? Shocking. Let's hear some boogaloo. So I'm going to go to, it's Friday. We are going nuts. I think we have another, we got two more callers. Okay, I'm going to take these callers here. Okay, you're on Agenda 21 Radio. Go ahead. It says your name is Wireless Caller. Is that true? What's your first name?
Dave?
Dane?
Yes, sir. I'm a truck driver driving right now.
Okay, where are you driving? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in the southwest between Vegas and Phoenix.
Oh, so what's on your mind?
I've been listening to you for quite a while, and it's about voting. I know we got to do what we got to do to try and make things right. But if we can't get voting right and making sure our vote is right, what is the point in all this? As in, I go out and vote for somebody, but if everything's rigged and somebody gets in that we don't vote for, what's the point of all this?
Well, that makes you make a really good point, Dave. In fact, I think that your best point was, what's the use of all this? And, you know, if you live in California, you can say, what's the use of all this to even follow the rule of law when the governor here is a dictator and fails to follow the rule of law, which is what he's doing right now. And, you know, people ask that question, what's the use of me following the laws? Why should I pay taxes? That's a law. Why should I do anything? Why should I follow the speed laws? Why do I need to stop at stop signs anymore? Because it's lawlessness. I don't have to obey any laws. That's the rationale people are starting to use now. Especially when you have the operation of the machinery of the state of California and the government behind it that's going to change laws, so it's going to foster, aid, and abet lawless behavior. Yeah, that's a good question. Any other thoughts before we go?
Well, it just seems to me like we're trying to fix all kinds of things on the perimeter and not getting down to the basics. I mean, it's even the basics of how many laws do we already have that we don't enforce? And then it even gets down to our Constitution. If we don't follow our Constitution and we can't get things straightened out with our voting, then my vote goes to who I vote for, and you don't have some Democrat. And, you know, it goes on both sides. Republicans that say they're Republican, but they're really Democrats. If we can't, you know, they put into office who they want, whether it's vote rigging, Soros machines, so on and so on.
Yeah, they have no respect for our laws. That's why they're trying to break us down. That's exactly right. So, you're headed to Phoenix right now?
Yes, sir.
So, you're lucky you're out there driving truck, huh? Because a lot of truckers are being laid off because of transportation problems. Is that correct?
Correct. A lot of the owner-operators are having a real hard time. Fortunately, I'm hauling refrigerated food, so I'm guessing I'll probably be one of the latter ones to go.
Wow. Well, listen, Dave, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it. That's Dave somewhere out in the Southwest. Next, Peter, you're on Agenda 21 Radio. Topic, please. Go ahead. There's a delay, I know, Peter. Go ahead. We hear you. Just talk. No Peter for you, huh? Okay. We'll go ahead and take that off air. Okay, good. All right, anyway, that's a very good point that Dave was making about what are we going to do about the election season. And there are some plans, I think, that are working around out there right now about this whole thing. I want to get back to the Bugaloo thing. I'm just really amazed at what we might think this is. So it's Boogaloo. So don't call it Bugaboo. Boogaloo. As soon as they said the 1960s dance, I remember the Boogaloo. So we're going to try YouTube and see if we can come up with a Boogaloo song. Boy, they have some information on the Boogaloo boys 1 week ago. Let's try this. We'll check this one out. This is one about the Boogaloo boys. I don't know what they're going to do with it here. They're going to... Okay, come on. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling, guys. No Boogaloo for you. They say it's playing. No, it's not playing. Anyway, I don't know if YouTube does these things all the time. They got issues. Oh, here we go.
There's more on the Boogaloo movement.
A radical group suspected to be spotted at protests nationwide within the last week could be in Colombia. That's according to Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott, who named the Boogaloo movement in a press conference Thursday.
Washington Post had a big article yesterday about men in Hawaiian shirts showing up at these protests.
Lott believes 24-year-old Joshua Barnard, the man he says is caught on video stealing a police jacket from a patrol car, could be involved.
There's a lot of information that he's part of the Boogaloo organization. It's a very radical group. Their mission is to create a new civil war.
The loosely organized group claims to be an anti-government movement that advocates for a violent uprising targeting liberal political opponents and law enforcement.
I see similarities between this group and others.
Dr. Catherine Barbieri is an associate professor of political science at USC. She's researched groups similar to the Boogaloo organization.
So what they're really trying to do is attack and destroy the society in which they're operating. It sounds like this group in particular is trying to intervene into the protest movement to create more disruption and perhaps to make it look like it's the Black Lives Matter group that's perpetrating the violence.
We captured Bernard in our footage from Saturday. At one point, he's seen standing with a group of men in Hawaiian shirts. One held a sign that said, Black Lives Matter.
Extremist groups operate in a clandestine way, and so they're able to infiltrate groups themselves, I mean, to become members of a particular group or just to blend with the remainder of the group.
Sheriff Lott says he spoke with Bernard at the protest Saturday. He says the group claimed they were asked to provide security for the event. We reached out to the organizer of Saturday's protest directly, and he says this claim is false. Alisa Niavis, News 19, WLTX.
There you go. No boogaloo for you, right? I say boogaloo. There you go. Smashing windows. I'm looking at some of the video. But it's not the boogaloos doing it, by the way. That's not them. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
So, man, all of a sudden we tapped into the boogaloo. Here we go. Let's listen to, you know, listen to the kind of music you dance the boogaloo to.
Yeah.
James Brown. I remember seeing this now.
5, 6. Now we're going to take it slow real quick, okay? We're going to go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hey, okay,
stupid position.
One more time slow. 5.
One more time slow.
7, go. 1, 2, 3,
Well, you got that. You know, James Brown. He's the guy who really put this together.
Hey,
you
ever ready?
See James Brown.
Now we're going to go.
James Brown was
ready?
Quite the master at this.
Hey, see follow this video for a quick popping exercise.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Same group. Come on, I don't want that one. I want another one. I want to see James. I saw James Brown at concert one time. Man, you've never been to a concert until you. Well, of course he's dead now, but you cannot. You kind of. I mean, the guy was awesome. He was absolutely awesome. So he actually was the first one, as I recall, that did the Boogaloo. Everybody's talking about the Boogaloo. Let's see if we can get the Boogaloo sentiment. No, Cicero. No, we don't do that. No español comprende. See. Boogaloo dance party 8 months ago. What is this gonna portend? Conservative Christian Boogaloo dance party, talking to what? Joe Biden? No, what are they doing? They're kidding me. Now they got all kinds of things on this. This is too much. Anyway, so the Boogaloo, James Brown, he would do the Boogaloo on stage. I'm sorry. He would. While he's playing his guitar. He's a pretty amazing guy, actually. Breaking Turbo Boom Broom Dance. Here you go. Boogaloo Shrimp. Michael Boogaloo Shrimp does this one. All right. Boogaloo Latin Promo. Boy, they got all kinds of boogaloos going on here. Let's listen to this boogaloo. This is Latino. Yeah, Latino Boogaloo. Do you feel me? Ah, here we go. All right, that gives you a flavor of boogaloo. That's a Latin version. I like to, you know, I'm partial to James Brown, but I can't seem to find his little thing here about it. I'm not gonna pursue it any longer, but there you go. Now, you see, the Boogaloos are at opposite ends of the spectrum from the Insane Clown Posse. Now, I've never seen a Boogaloo. I've been to several of the rallies, the Open California rallies and the Reopen business, and I've never seen them. They're supposed to show up in their Hawaiian shirts. Now, I've seen some pictures of the Boogaloos with their AR-15s strapped around them and their Kevlar vest. I'm thinking about a helmet. Strapped to them. But I've never really run into any problems with them. But the people on the left don't like them. That's for sure. And, you know, we do know that the rioters don't like the militia around. Or anybody who think they might think there's militia. That's the other thing. You just by stand if you're a congregation of middle-aged white men standing around a group of people in these Black Lives Matter groups. First of all, you're called a racist. But the other part is that are they part of the militia? Because we do know that these people fear the militia. Yeah, these are just good down-home guys trying to protect their property away in their families. We don't want to have anybody raped, murdered, or tortured, right? Right. We don't want that boogaloos. I mean, the other people. Of course, the Insane Clown Posse is a pretty dangerous group too. I know. I always get responses on this, which I just got one. Somebody wants to talk about it. Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Fine. And where are you from?
From Pennsylvania. I just want to say I think it's time for all parents of America to go on strike and stop paying for their kids' education. And if they want to have a college without police, I mean, these kids are completely daft. I mean, what do they want to do, just drink and do whatever they want all the time? I mean, talk about spoiled, rotten kids.
Well, you got a problem with that? You got a problem with that? Your child drinking and partying and carousing?
Oh, probably no problem at all.
Do you have a son?
Yes, Yes, I do.
Well, you should be scared to death of what he's going to get into.
Right now.
He's in Seattle?
Oh, he's in Seattle right now. Yes, he is. And he was running a restaurant, I think part of the Ritz-Carlton. And I think he's in that group. And because he went to UVA, Charlottesville. Now, and I can't get a text back from him. I can't get anything. And I think he's part of it. I think
Shocking.
They're all daft. I think they're all crazy. Yes, that's how I feel.
Well, you know, I'm really sorry for you.
All I can say is, it's all going to end badly because these kids are spoiled rotten kids, and they are totally devoid of reality. And you had said that they were going through and ransacking everybody's home in that area to
right.
get it of food. They're totally lost their minds. And then the only way it can end good is if they blow the place up or something stupid like that, because they realize that they're lost and they've ruined their lives. So they're putting themselves in a suicidal situation.
Right. You know, I think the best thing to do is get them a job. You know, make them work. And Donald Trump is trying to bring back jobs, as you know. He wants to put everybody back to work.
That is a great idea.
Shocking.
Because it's clearly all these kids are just desperate, and they've lost themselves, and they've separated themselves with families because of the education system today. It's so flawed. All they want to do is destroy the American family. And it's time to get back to home. You know,
I'll tell you another thing that a lot of people are pushing right now is the reemergence of the draft for the military, drafting anybody over 18 years of age to go in the military. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
They closed the schools and they gave any motivation for these kids to succeed and go forward by closing the schools. And then, of course, they also indoctrinated them at the same time. So they gave the suicide. We have this whole group of suicidal kids that have gone into lockdown.
Listen, you got to remember, the suicidal kid is usually very chemically oriented. In other words, they've had psychotropic medications like Ritalin and all these other stuff, all these other things. And you know, as I was in the education business, I left it eight or nine years ago, and that was the biggest problem we had, was kids are being put into the drugs. Go ahead.
Hey, I love that story of the guy with the bullwhip. That is absolutely the best story.
Isn't that wonderful? That's absolutely wonderful. It's a crack up. You know, what's really funny about that is the way I heard it was, they all came to town with their knives and bullwhips, you know, thousands of guys, thousands of people to protect the town. They started cracking their whips. But that wasn't the fact. It was from one of our people in New California that knew about it, very close to it, and she told us the right story. But it's even just as funny. This guy's a biker dude. He's down there to help protect businesses, and he just for fun, you know, fun and giggles, he takes out a whip and starts whipping it. From what I understand, was all the riders took off. Everybody needs a good whip. See, you know, that's probably what these kids need, too, is a good whipping.
Exactly. I went to a girl's college.
It's a great metaphor.
And there was a woman that would walk around the campus at night to scare the guys away.
Oh.
Because Lehigh and Lafayette was close by. And she'd walk around with this bullwhip, this big woman. That's how she...
Well, that'll wake you up. Well, listen, we got to run for time. Thank you very much for calling in to Agenda 21 Radio, Red State Talk. Keep listening to Red State Talk Radio, of course.
I love your story.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And I'm from Pennsylvania, by the way.
Bye-bye.
Just thought I'd throw that one in there. Born in Pennsylvania. Came to California when I was a few months old. I don't remember a bit of it. I don't remember any of that stuff coming back to me. Anyway, it's kind of interesting the way this is working out here. Let's see if Mr. Fogler, are you there? Are you there? No. Okay. You got the call coming back, and whatever reason he can't hear. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21. We're just getting warmed up. Warmed up. Nice to be warm, isn't it? Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, state of the future. A lot of things. God, everybody is just going nuts with this today. We got Peter. Are you with us, brother? Are you here? Is Peter here next on the line? You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Do you have your microphone turned on, Peter? Anyway, here we go with another one here. And welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Who is this?
This is Anita, and I just wanted to say that I sent you some information about the John Brown Gun Club. That's all I wanted to say, okay?
Oh, where just you know, email?
Yes, yes, I did.
Okay, awesome. Hey,
and
thanks.
So okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, well, you know, we could find everything out about the, you know, all these things. I appreciate the citizen journalism going on right there, you know. And of course, this poor guy Peter, he wants to call in, and he doesn't. We answer, and he's not there. Obviously, he doesn't have his microphone on. That's usually the case. You don't have your microphone turned on your computer. Couple of things going on with California, though. It says, a state of California files sexual harassment lawsuit against Disney and CBS. Okay. There's another one. Democrat-run assembly isn't letting the crisis go to waste. Trying to kill jobs. California government schools reopening guidelines written by health officials. Yeah, that's always right. Lawyer swift action forces Governor Newsom's no eviction order to be rescinded. Uh-huh. Los Angeles being sued for over digital tracking electric scooters. And Amazon selling Blue Lives Matter t-shirts. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. That's just exactly what we want, a terrorist organization being promoted by these kind of people. Peter is calling in again. Peter, are you there? Can you hear me now, Peter? I can't hear you. Got to turn up your volume, Peter, or something. Peter's persistent. You've got to get your microphone turned on, though. That's the only thing. That is the only thing I ask you. Turn on your microphone. Why would you not turn on your microphone when you're going to talk on the radio, right? Okay, so this is a breaking news. And we had, what was her name? Kelly Sadler on the show the other day. And she's a communications expert and guru with the Trump campaign. She was on the other day, and we talked about this whole thing about the RNC. Are they going to stay or are they going to go? And that would be, of course, are they going to stay in North Carolina or are they going to take off? And again, it looks like they're going to be in both places at one time. Can you imagine that? It says, breaking, GOP announces 2020 RNC convention move to Jacksonville, Florida. We kind of knew that was going to happen. We kind of knew that was going to happen. It says here, the convention moved from North Carolina after the Democratic governor would not guarantee the convention could take place as scheduled. All right. It says, honored to host the special, this is what it says, honored to host this special event where we'll celebrate the renomination of Donald J. Trump. Jacksonville is a great city. This is coming from the Florida GOP, right? Rona McDaniels announces Jacksonville as the host. And what they're going to do is some of it's going to be held in Charlotte. And I guess, I don't know, I'm not too sure what they want to put there. And the ceremonial stuff is going to be held in Jacksonville. So, you know, that's kind of like that's all that is just basically another tour. So we're going to be probably in Jacksonville, Red State Talk Radio and NewCaliforniaState.com. New California State will also be there. So it's going to be interesting to see all the venues. But, you know, you got to go to two places? I don't think so. You know, you're going to go, we're going to go where the crowd is. That's basically what it is. And hopefully there's a radio row. We'll be able to set up and do things and over there at the same time. So I look forward to being in Jacksonville. That'll be in August, just before our convention. It looks like. I don't see where the dates have been changed or anything like that. So I think that we're good to go on that one. And that's an interesting story. Seattle officials deliver porta potties. What is wrong with these people? You know, what is wrong with these people? Well, they're sick people. They truly are. There's no doubt that these people are sick, 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 sick. And if you don't believe me, just go try talking to them. I mean, they are craven, absolutely craven people. Peter Fogler. Okay, Peter, buddy, this is the last time we're going to try this. Are you there, Peter? Peter, no, Peter.
Hello?
Hello, Peter, can you hear me? Peter, can you hear me now? Peter? Peter, are you there? I guess Peter's not going to answer. I heard somebody say hello. Anyway, we're gonna move on. Thank you, Peter, for calling in. Just what we want. Okay, from Epoch Times. I was trying to get to these stories. This is what's happening. Now, you probably have heard, maybe you didn't hear, but Steve Bannon gave the announcement for the new China State Federation. And he did it on the 4th of June, a little over a week ago. Well, it was a week ago. Yeah, because it was the 6th on Saturday. And here, wow. Do you believe, where has this month gone? Now, this is very important because he's actually declared independence for 1.5 billion people away from the communist Chinese-run Communist Party. So, wait a minute. How could you do that? Well, he did. You just do it, actually. There is absolutely no qualifiers to this. It's kind of an interesting little thing, you know. Anyway, so now you've got this. This is coming from the Epoch Times. Political infighting on display as Chinese leader and premier give conflicting comments on state of the economy. Yeah, there's a lot of problems with the economy of China. As we have talked about almost ad nauseum, especially with Chris Street, who's a China expert. It says here, during a recent inspection of tour of villages in the region of Ningxia, Chinese leader Xi Jinping emphasized his goal for China to become a moderately prosperous society. And this catchphrase was coined soon after he took power in 2012 and his flagship economic policy. Xi also penned a May 31st article in Guixi, the Chinese Communist Party official magazine, that China is advancing towards achieving that goal with 400 million people in the middle class. His standard for middle class was an annual income of 100,000 to 500,000 won, which is basically $14,000 to $17,000. But in China, multi-generational households living under one roof are not uncommon. Meanwhile, Chinese Premier Li Qiang also recently highlighted the unemployment and poverty crisis in the country, which have been exacerbated by the CCP's virus epidemic. Notice they claim the virus epidemic. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Okay, Peter, are you there? One final moment. Are you there, Peter? Yo, Peter, are you there?
Hello?
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 Who is this?
Hello, this is Donna. I'm not Peter Fogler, so that's why it confused me. He lives in our house, and I wanted to talk about our neighborhood council. They did a racist-type statement against whites. And at the and it talked about it's all our fault for these problems that are going on with the protest and against racism and it Black Lives Matter. I tried to get in on them, but you had to have a special code. I wanted to tell them. So the San Fernando Valley is kind of endorsing Black Lives Matter.
Of course they are. Well, they run around and
they
get
wanted
their...
to fund the police, but they took that out.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, listen. Thank you. We got to run for time. I'm sorry we didn't get you on sooner. We could have had a conversation.
Yeah, that's all I wanted
but
to tell you.
You're not Peter. You don't sound like a Peter to me.
No, Peter lives in the household.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Hearing from the San Fernando Valley. Wow. Well, there you go. We finally got a hold of Peter, but it wasn't Peter. So she goes ignoring. You know, we get the names up on here. You're supposed to tell your name and it comes up and all that stuff. Anyway, so some other little things, little tidbits going on here as we close out the hour. It says, as of June 1st, we are including general news and updates. Great. California currently has 139,281 confirmed cases of the COVID virus and 4,888 deaths, according to the June 9 figures from the California Department of Public Health. Can you believe these people? And the answer is no and hell no. You cannot believe them. Mendocino County moves into stage 3 reopening. Oh, for joy, Mendocino. Children 18 and under can get free lunches during the summer at the City of Berkeley Parks. And Yolo County announces more activities will resume, blah, blah, blah. And Santa Cruz opens up, and these other ones open. Okay. So we're opening up the counties. Boy, that's just a lot of fun, isn't it? Isn't it about time? Yeah, you bet. You bet. And finally, what is this Trump thing? Trump to accept presidential nomination. And we got that. And Meatpackers State Department rebukes China's decades-long war on faith. And this is a big one. We will pick this up on Monday, but... The Chinese, really, through their espionage activities here in the United States, have done a great deal of harm to our religious leaders and really set up, I think, a system of religious persecution in turn inside the United States of America, which, by the way, has as one of its first amendments, the very first amendment states of the five elements there, freedom of religion. And everybody's got it, God-given right to freedom of religion. And this is something they certainly do not understand. They do not understand this God-given right business. But, you know, that's just me. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to run for time. Remember to stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Hello?
Hang on, Brad.
Yeah, defense enabling assisting framework.
Okay. What's going on, Brad?
Hey, I need to some GoDaddy codes here shortly.
Oh, okay.
But we're wondering if we can remove the temporary plugin for a few days so that every time he needs to get in and adjust the new website.
Yeah.
You're not.
But I wonder how that works with them.
With what?